Jared Gregg isn't a total stranger to conservation farming. Gregg farms near Cerro Gordo in Piatt County, about 15 miles east of Decatur. He says neighbors took note when his grandfather started using no-till farming in the 1980s. It's a way to prevent soil erosion by planting crops right on top of the previous one without turning up the soil.
There was definitely some comments. It was a head-turning type deal, but honestly, it was a good move.
Gregg is planning more moves, too, like using cover crops. After harvest this fall, Gregg will plant additional non-harvest crops to cut down on erosion and keep the soil healthy.
And it's just kind of a small set, something to start with. To me, these cover crops are very new. I think they have a place, but the adaptation of them, it will take time for farmers to latch onto it.
Gregg is exactly the kind of conservation curious farmer that the Illinois Farm Bureau is hoping to reach with these events, especially as erosion control in the Midwest becomes more difficult. Not because there's more rainfall, but because rainfall events are far more intense, says state climatologist Trent Ford. He told the farmers' meeting in Monticello that larger but shorter rain events drop water faster than the land can absorb it. The water that isn't absorbed washes in the rivers and streams, taking farmland soil with it. Ford says that's how Illinois farmland can still experience drought conditions despite heavy rainstorms.
So, for example, in some places that get 1 to 2, 3 inches of rain an hour, the soil's not going to take in 1, 2, 3 inches of rain in that short period of time. It's going to take in a fraction of that. The rest is going to run off.
And that runoff can create additional problems for our waterways. Near Monticello, the city of Decatur is trying to keep eroded soil and farm chemicals from entering its reservoir, an artificial lake on the Sangamon River called Lake Decatur. The city paid $92 million and spent 5 years dredging farm sediment out of the lake. And it pays $200,000 every year to remove farm chemicals from the water supply. Decatur is using a mix of local funds and USDA grant money to offer payments and technical assistance to farmers in the Lake Decatur watershed. Farmers like Jake Lieb. Lieb says he and his brother use both no-till and cover crop methods on their family farm near Monticello.
Yeah, I mean, right across the road, we'd be looking at a bean field that was planted into cereal rye, and there's not a weed in it. Very healthy-looking beans. It was no-tilled, and it looks just as good, if not better, than a field right across the road from it that was conventional tillage.
Lieb says he concentrates these soil conservation techniques on his hilliest farmland, where the danger of soil erosion is greatest. And he thinks the use of conservation farming techniques will continue to grow as a new generation of farmers takes over.
As the older generation kind of turns it over to the younger generation, I think more guys are going to be open to trying new things and looking at alternatives to what they used to do in the old days, quote unquote. I mean, if everybody still used a moldboard plow, we wouldn't have any soil left, you know? So change can be good.
And it's that good change that Lieb hopes will prevent farmland and chemicals from washing away. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.